Royal Park Camden Yards last week. Orioles got swept there. Birds go 2-4 on said road trip. Here to talk about the Orioles 39 games into a disappointing season so far. Let's bring in on the Window Nation guest hotline, massinsports.com. He's Rocco Bacco. Rock, good afternoon. What's happening?
Hey, just waiting to drive to the ballpark, sit for a few hours, and drive back in the rain and rush hour.
We're feeling your pain. Me and Nolan were just talking about that about 5 minutes ago. But, hey, doubleheaders are good. Not against the rules. Logistics, who cares about all of that stuff. Last week, Mike Elias kind of did the, like he was campaigning for office, met with the media, towards the end of the last homestand, then went on MLB This, was on the Big Bad Morning Show, went on Ryan Ripken's show as well. What was the purpose of Elias getting out in front of things? And did you have any curiosity about the timing with it?
Yeah, well, I know that the beat crew had requested the opportunity to talk to him again. And even though it had only been a few weeks before, and he obliged, and I think he realized that, you know, there are a lot of questions brewing about job security, rumblings about Brandon Hyde, coaching staff. So he probably felt like, hey, even though he'd initiated, it was probably a good idea to try, as you said, to get out in front of that and assure people, even though it wasn't like a long, extensive vote of confidence kind of response, it definitely showed his support. And how the issues the team's having, you can point to other areas. And, he has no issues with, Hyde, the lineups, things like that. But then it did seem like he was on the tour all of a sudden. I just think there have been a lot of requests. And it's like, let's just do this. I mean, he doesn't approach those people. They put in the request. But would be, you may as well go ahead and address. He knows. He knows this is one of the bigger stories in baseball, is the underachieving Orioles who were supposed to be, World Series contender in last place. So there's a lot of curiosity. And yeah, I think he wants to just make it clear that, Brandon Hyde, among others, have his full support.
Now, tonight, the Orioles try to keep a little momentum going against the Minnesota team that swept them last week. Kate Povich on the hill. Seven starts in, 1-3, 5.55. I mean, the stats. The whip's about 1.5 more hits than innings pitched. Is he ever going to get to the point, Rock, where he's pitching for a spot in the rotation, or is he just going to be the back end of the rotation guy that's going to work through whatever struggles he may be having here game to game?
Yeah, I mean, I think for now, unless, he really just completely melts down, he's a back of the rotation guy. There aren't a lot of other candidates, so there is that. And, so every so often he gives you that outing where you're like, okay, this is what they're expecting from him. But he's just very inconsistent right now. And a big problem, too, is what right-handers are hitting against him versus what lefties are hitting. It's a huge discrepancy. He's got to be able to defend himself better against right-handers. But really, as long as they've got guys struggling who are in the rotation now and guys who are out that are waiting to come back, and they finally got Eflin back, but they really need him in that rotation. And so I think, the leash is pretty long with Kate Povich. And I'll say again, this team really misses Albert Suarez. We kind of forget about him. But, he made the club in the bullpen because they didn't have the rotation spot for him. He certainly would be in it right now, I think, if he were healthy. Or he could at least give you the multi-innings out of the pen. But I think he'd be in the rotation. And losing him was a pretty big blow. And we have no update on whether he's even getting close to doing anything at this point. I think he's waiting for another MRI. So, yeah, I just feel like almost by default, Kate Povich stays in that rotation.
Rocco Bacco, MassinSports.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's get to the offense. And look, we knew the pitching with everyone healthy was going to be somewhat suspect. Maybe not this bad, but it is what it is. But the offense, downright awful at times. And Adley Rutschman, going back to the second half of last year, Rock, was he hurt? Was he not hurt? Whatever, he says he wasn't. But, outside opening day, really not rocking the ball, no pun intended, with any sort of authority. We were giving out grades. Keep in mind, I have my GED, so I'm one to be giving out grades. But a strong D for Adley Rutschman here so far through 39 games. Is that inappropriate? We keep hearing about expected results. I'm more of a looking at the results that have already happened kind of guy.
Yeah, I know it makes us sound like dinosaurs, but I'm with you. It's not like they have expected standings and expected World Series trophies. I mean, it's what you've done. I get that you can glean certain things out of a guy's at-bats with the expected numbers. But bottom line is the production. And, people got their hopes up. He had a great spring training at the plate. He got off to that great start. He's hitting the ball to the opposite field. He's not just trying to pull everything, and he just looked like the Rutschman we had been used to before the second half of last season when he may or may not have been banged up. I'm still going with the yes, he was banged up. And then he's fallen back into where he's not being as productive, and will they lower him in the order? I think they still feel like, look, he gives us one of our best chances to have quality at-bats, and they're just waiting for him to get hot. Had a couple hits the other day, though one was the gift triple, but you take it at this point. You hope that gets him going. I mean, this offense needs it. They have the lowest average in baseball for runners in scoring position. It's been a season-long problem, and I'm sure that dates back to the second half of last season as well. And, you know, Mullins was carrying this team and then suddenly fell into this horrible slump. I think it was like 1-for-34, something like that at one point, 1-for-35. And then now Jackson Holliday swinging the bat really well. So that's a positive sign. But they've got to get guys going here. It just seems like they fall in these collective slumps. And it does put more pressure on the pitching because you can't afford to fall behind too much early because this team's having trouble manufacturing runs and kind of doing that pass the baton mentality of one guy reaches, next guy does, you keep the line moving. And then guys are pressing, and they really, really miss Colton Kowser. That's another huge loss. That's the guy that'd be in lineup every day, give you the good at-bats. I felt like he was going to really have a big season. And also Jordan Westberg was a popular pick for breakout guy, and then he's out. And I think he had a little setback with the hamstring strain. He was supposed to be working out and playing at Norfolk and hasn't yet. So they really miss him, and Arias is swinging the bat well, and he gets hurt. So it's a combination of things. But, yes, Rutschman absolutely is a better hitter than what he's showing, and it's just it's puzzling that he's just having so many problems here.
Hey, Rock, what's your opinion of Batista thus far?
I'd say he's looking really good. And, you know, that whole thing where he'll be back in triple digits with his velocity once the games, you know, begin to count has not happened. In fact, he got up to about 99, and then there was that little dip again where he's more 97, 98. But that's fine. I mean, 102 is awesome. But you know what? You can get a lot of guys out at 97, 98 and with that split that he has. So he looks really good. And I think they're starting to you know, lighten up a little bit on how cautious they're being with him, where, you know, he came in with a 5-run lead the other day. He only had one day rest. He's not gone back to back yet, but it was only one day rest. I know they had the off day yesterday, but I still thought that was interesting. They're not babying him as much as they had been previously. So soon we may see him go back to back. We've seen him warm up and not pitch one day and then come in the next day, which is almost like back to back, but he's looking really good. And that's huge. Now, of course, getting the lead to the ninth inning, that's the trick. Yeah, otherwise, right. It's like, you know, what good is it to have a, you know, really dominant closer when you're, you know, losing games? But at least that's worked out really well so far for them.
Hey, Fuji used to throw 105. Where is he nowadays?
Right. You know, exactly. There were plenty of guys. Jim Hoey, who was in the J.J. Hardy trade, threw hard, but you could hang clothes on it. It was so straight. So there's more to it than velocity.